Hello, my friends, and welcome back. It is time for the Morning Mindset once again. My name is Kerry Green, and I am here every morning of every day, God willing, to help you get your mind aligned with the truth of God's Word. That's my desire because I know that God's Word reveals to us the truth of reality as it really is, based on who God is. We need to understand it from His perspective, and that's what reading the Word of God and applying it to our lives does for us every single day. So I hope you're ready. Let's take that deep breath. Let's get ourselves in a frame of mind where we can receive the truth of God's Word. We're going to be doing that today, looking in the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse number 24. This is a prayer that Jesus was praying that we can learn so much from. Now, before we do that, though, I want to mention today's episode sponsor. Rufus from Indie Folk Central has released a selection of Christian indie folk songs that's available as a 90-minute video on YouTube and as an album on multiple music streaming platforms. I would encourage you to check it out. There's some very encouraging music there. You can find it at morningmindsetmedia.com/folkmusic. That URL will be in the description of this episode as well. And if you would like to be a daily sponsor on the Morning Mindset, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor to find out more about how you can do that. Okay, today, as I mentioned, we are getting into the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse number 24. And this is Jesus praying. And the verse we're looking at today, he's specifically praying for his 11 disciples. But there are truths and principles in this that apply to you and I as well, because we are his disciples. Amen? We are followers of Jesus Christ. And so what he said to his father was this. He said, "Father, I desire that they, these 11 disciples, also whom you've given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world." So friends, I don't know if this hits you like it hits me when I first read it. It's just this expansive, massive context that Jesus is describing. I mean, let's go to the end of the verse and work our way backwards. Jesus is describing the love the Father has for him that has existed since before the foundation of the world. So go back in your mind all the way back to the Garden of Eden and even before, when God was speaking the universe we know into existence. And Jesus is saying, even before that, even before time began, the Father loved him. Now, I don't know what that does to your mind to even try to conceive that, but it makes my mind kind of go tilt for a moment. I'm just trying to conceive that God himself, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit all existed prior to anything you and I would call time. They existed in this perfect relationship of love, this perfect unity. And Jesus is saying, out of that unity, the Father gave the Son a certain type of glory. He gave him this incredible, I don't know what you'd call it, manifestation of deity and eternal magnificence that radiates out from his very being. And Jesus is praying that his disciples, who the Father gave him, could be with him where he's going to be in the heavenlies with the Father and be able to see his glory. Friends, do you recognize that this thing we call Christianity that we've been invited into is massively glorious? And that glory flows from our Savior and our King, Jesus Christ. And what we think of as heaven, this celestial place we're going to live, is not really the most important thing. The most important thing that Jesus was praying for us to receive is the ability to see His glory. The book of 1 John says, when we see Jesus as He is, we will become like Him. There's something about seeing Him that's going to transform us. And it has to do with his glory. Friends, I feel like I haven't really explained this very well, but I'm hopeful that you have a little taste today of the glorious future we have in store, and that it all is sourced in the person of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus, just tantalize us with these concepts. Just draw out of us a desire to be near you and to know you and to see your glory one day in heaven, and for us to live every moment of every day in this world in light of that glorious future. Lord, empower us today to love as you love, to live as you lived, for the sake of showing others the possibility of seeing your glory. In your name we pray. The Morning Mindset is a listener-fueled project. Find out how you can support what we're doing to spread the gospel further across the globe by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/support.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.